Thanks for listening to the Live and Love Local podcast. My name is Elizabeth Gigler with John Green Realtor. On today's episode, we spoke with Tammy Key, who turned her idea to donate her own wedding dress into a movement. With her Facebook group of over 9,000 members called It's All About the Dress, Pay It Forward, people can post and donate formal dresses to those unable to purchase one on their own. The only money exchanged is for the cost of shipping a dress, and the focus remains on celebrating the generosity of others and paying it forward. So let's get into our conversation with Tammy to learn more. All right, Tammy, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and your background and before you got all this started?
My name is Tammy Key. I actually am a social worker. I've been working as a social worker for the last 20 years. And I have one daughter who's 19, sophomore in college.
Oh, very nice, very nice. So no need for wedding dresses just yet.
No. I'm good. I'm all good.
So where did you come up with the idea to start this group? How did that originate?
So I was a single mom for 10 years. And 2 years ago, I got remarried and just bought a dress just off a website. Wasn't a very big wedding, just something small. After the wedding, I knew my daughter wasn't going to wear a dress. So as a single mom, I know how hard it is. I actually had to borrow my daughter's communion dress when she made her communion because it was just a very difficult time financially. I get it. So I decided to pay my dress forward to someone in need. So I basically just put in Facebook, just put it out there. Anyone who's in need, please contact me. All I ask is that you share pictures on your wedding day of yourself wearing the dress. I got tons of responses. Someone said to me, why don't you start a Facebook group page for other people to do the same thing? I know nothing about technology. I'm a social worker. I didn't even know how to create a Facebook group page. So the person, I had no idea who this person was. He actually instructed me and directed me and helped me set up the Facebook page on a Sunday night at about midnight. Wow. So I set up the page and it just exploded.
So you had your first, just the one dress
just
out
the one
there.
Dress.
And
yes.
Then, so when you started the page, did you just ask for other people or you kind of laid it out what your plan was and
yes.
Everyone just jumped on board with dresses?
Yes. Basically, that's what happened. So I put what we wanted to do. It's not just wedding. It's also prom, homecoming, anything formal, anything that someone may not be able to afford. So people love to help people. What they need to do is the member who is paying the dress forward, we have albums in every single state as well as every single country. So they post their dress in their album. Members will email them or message them and let them know why they need the dress, what they're going to do in the community to pay it forward, and the member who's giving the dress away then picks the receiving member who gets the dress. It's also a requirement to post pictures of your special day at your special events. And then they also have to pay the dress forward to someone else on the page after it's done. So it's been very interesting. We've had wedding dresses go through 4 or 5 different brides.
I was just going to ask that. Mm-hmm. Like, how many times have you seen the same dress get passed on?
Many times. Bridesmaids dresses. We've helped various women, people, military, cancer survivors, victims of domestic violence. We've also helped wards of the state. There was a foster home, I believe it was in North Carolina, that we donated to them prom dresses in order for the girls to be able to go to prom. Recently, we've had a donation of over 450 brand new wedding dresses, all sizes, gorgeous, from Eva's Bridals in Oak Lawn that was closing down, as well
those stores closed down.
Yep, wow. Yep. So they gave them all to us, as well as Bella Sposa and Tinley Park. We've had many donations from them.
Okay, so I see you're new to the Aurora area, so you're new to the Naperville area, but you could pretty much do this anywhere across the country. But where are you keeping the dresses then? Where are you holding on to them? Who's holding all these dresses?
Absolutely, and it's funny because, Liz, all the dresses, I swear, they travel more than I do. North Carolina, California, these dresses have been all over, and they all have a story. So we were looking for storage. I had all of these dresses in my garage 450 of them, and I was moving to the Aurora area. I needed a place to put them. So we had someone, Jeff Barella of Andromedia Technology Solutions in Lockport, and he donated, I believe it's about 4,000 square feet of his basement for us to house these dresses. So all these dresses are housed there. We have been going every weekend to do inventory and trying to get all these dresses posted.
Okay. So if I had a dress that I wanted to donate, do I just go onto the Facebook page? Do I contact you directly? Do I send the dress somewhere, or I just post it into the page? And
I encourage you to post it directly. Okay. I have 450 dresses I have to post, Liz.
Okay.
So
all right.
Join the Facebook page. Look in the album under your state. Post the dress, the size. Someone will reach out to you and say, I'm interested in your dress. You can ask them questions. What are you going to do in the community? Why do you need this dress? And then you choose who the receiving member will be to receive your dress.
Wonderful. Well, it sounds like a wonderful way to pay it forward.
Yes.
And to help people, because weddings are just crazy expensive right now. So it's a wonderful way to help out other people who maybe have had some issues in the past and don't have that bundle of savings sitting right there for that kind of expense. So
and
that's
it's
a wonderful
interesting
thing.
Thank you. There's been many people who have become friends on the page, almost family. I can't tell you how many weddings I've been invited to that I've given women dresses for. In fact, I have one in January to go to. So it's just a feel-good page. You go there and, you know, you see people, what they're doing. I remember there was a girl in Joliet who I gave a prom dress to. And she was so excited, and her mom was so excited. And she said, the first thing we're going to do is go grocery shopping, and the first person in front of us, we are going to pay for the groceries. So it's just a way of really feeling the goodness and being wanting to pay that forward. So that's what I've really seen happening with the page.
And how nice to see your own happiness in your wedding photos, and then to see that in the future, someone else in your dress having that same experience because of your donation.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
really nice.
A lot of these dresses, the dresses that we have now currently are between $1,500 and $5,000. So these dresses are dresses that many people may not be able to afford. I had someone tell me, you know what, I felt like Cinderella. It was amazing. I could never afford this dress. She was very excited in tears, and that's what it's about. It's about that experience and feeling beautiful on that day. And even if you can't afford it, there's always a way.
Okay. Well, I think it's wonderful what you're doing, and I think you're a wonderful addition to our area. And I really want to thank you for coming in and telling us all about this. And I think if anyone is out there listening who has a wedding dress they'd like to donate, they should go to Tammy's page. It's all about the dress, pay it forward.
Absolutely.
And check that out.
Thank you so much for having me, Liz. And I'm loving Aurora. So getting lost all the time, but I'm loving it.
Thanks again to Tammy for sharing her story with us. As a reminder, if you'd like to join the group, check it out on Facebook by searching It's All About the Dress, Pay It Forward. We appreciate you listening to the Live and Love Local podcast. Once again, I'm Elizabeth Gigler, and be sure to subscribe and stay up to date with our latest episodes.